A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named our cozard rhymes. You can't see it, but I'm doing like, not jazz hands, but like when you're like, ta-da, and you put your hands out kind of at a diagonal, and you kind of shake your hands around and like have a stupid smile face on your face. That's what I'm doing the entire time I'm explaining it. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise! This is going to be a special episode, okay? Next week, you guys are going to get my dad, but this week, I've got some special things for you. So, first off, me and my dad went and saw Kick-Ass 2. I really enjoyed it. It was pretty good. I think it lived up to you know, the standard that the first one set up, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Lots of action, lots of cool bloody violence. And this is what my dad has to say about it. So what do you think about Kick-Ass 2?
It was okay.
That's all you gotta say?
It was okay. It was a pretty good movie. However, there was a lot of cussing and sexual stuff about it with 15-year-old kids. They were all supposed to be in high school. They were awfully pretty young. The one girl that played Hit Girl, she even looked like she was 15, and she was cussing up a storm.
She is 15.
Oh, she was cussing up a storm? Whew. I don't know about that, man. But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I never saw the first one, just part of it, but this one was pretty good. Corny, but okay. Maybe they'll come out with a number 3, Kick-Ass 3. Oh, well. All right. That's it.
All right, thanks. All right, and so this is going to be a special episode because I finally got the files for Brooks's rap duo. So he's got two songs. One is called Voicemails and the other is called Fire. I guess they're off, it's off of their little thing. I don't know. They're calling it the Convenience Store Chronicles. They call their group Lifey, I believe, is what it's called, which would be L-Y-F-E-E. Let me see. Yes, L-Y-F-E-E. If you like their songs, you can follow them at Lifey Original. Oh, Lifey Official. I don't know why I thought it was original. Lifey Official at L-Y-F-E-E Official on Twitter, where they'll post
some links to their songs that they put on SoundCloud. And Brooks told me that I'm allowed to go ahead and play the songs for you. So we'll start off with voicemails. So this is Voicemails by Lifey. Enjoy. What'd you guys think? I'm not a fan of rap music, so I can't really give a good opinion about the music. So, it's really all up to you guys. But so before I play their second song, you know, we'll have a little bit of discussion. So I just got off the phone with James, and he wanted me to tell you guys that his life sucks. He's having some hard times over at the Academy. I guess his platoon or whatever it's called is under punishment right now because they messed up something. So he's having a hard time over there, but he's still dedicated to it and he's going to stick with it. He told me that the program that he went through, he could, for the first 2 years of going to the Academy, he could just up and leave if he wanted. He has to fill out some paperwork, but he can just leave, and he's not enlisted or anything like that. And I was like, I would take that route, because that sounds terrible, what he's doing over there. But he likes it, and he really wants to be a submarine guy, so, you know, he's dedicated to it, and I'm very proud of him for that. And I'm hoping to because he got issued a really cool laptop, I guess. So he'll be back online. He can't really participate in, like, they're not supposed to use Skype or anything like that. He can't listen to the podcast. They're not supposed to, like, take in media, I guess. I don't know. But I told him that if he can record segments or whatever and he wants, then he could, you know, send me some files and I could, you know, bring it back onto the podcast through, you know, little segments that he can do. Seemed pretty excited about that. So I think he wanted to do a little segment about his opinion on Syria. So there's a little teaser for you guys. Maybe you guys might get James talking about the Syria thing. So that'll be fun. And Kyson is, I don't know, I guess he's having a little bit more fun over at college. He's going to join a band with his roommate. I told you guys that me and him wrote a song. He wants to do a few covers, so maybe next time he's out, we'll work on that. And then, you know, so you guys can have some things to enjoy. But he was just down this last week for a day. I told you guys this already, didn't I? Why am I repeating myself? I had, but we went to Genghis Grill. And we had to wait for Chris, Jeff, and Aubrey to show up. And the lady who was helping us, our server or whatever, she knew Kyson from when he worked there. But so she's like, are any of you guys over 21? Which she didn't really need to ask because she knew that Kyson wasn't and she knew that Brooks was younger than Kyson. But she didn't know me. So I was like, oh my goodness, I'm over 21. So I took full advantage of that, and I had three alcoholic beverages. The first two were basically a Cosmopolitan, which I'm not afraid to order. Chris is always like, you know, guys aren't supposed to order Cosmopolitans. It's a girl drink. But I'm like, I don't care. I like vodka cranberry. I'm going to order, you know, I'm going to order it. Just like I order Shirley Temples at a bar, too. But I don't drink soda anymore, so I guess I can't really do that. But I got two vodka cranberries that also had raspberry in them, so they changed the name at the place. It was called, like, the Con something. It had something to do with Genghis Khan. But those were delicious. And then I had another one that was, it's called Blue Dragon or something. I think it had coconut in it. It was more tropical. Anyway, so I had three beverages there, alcoholic beverages, and that was delicious. And then we had to carpool over to Cold Stone. And then, so like, it was a while later, and then I was able to drive home. But, yeah, so that was Brooks' birthday. And then I went to Red Lobster for the first time for Aubrey's birthday. Never been to Red Lobster. Which, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people go to Red Lobster. I guess it's a popular place. I had fish and chips. That's what I always get at, like, places like that. Like, the last few times I've gone to Red Robin, I got fish and chips. I like fish and chips. I didn't used to eat a lot of fish, but I've really gotten more into fish. I like fish a lot, so I like to try out the different fish and chips at places because it's a really simple meal. But, so, yeah. I'm not really following any of these segments, am I? Not watching anything new, not listening to anything new. My life's really boring, guys. I have not been doing anything with my life to further it in any way at all. So here's the other song by Lifey. It's called Fire, the Special K edition, meaning that Kyson made the beats for it. I believe that's what it is. Kyson made the music for it. And then Brooks and their cousin rapped some music or rapped some lyrics with it. So enjoy Fire.
Spin balls and smoking weed, I'm spinning everything off key. Rap just ain't rapping me. Thoughts from head pull that I see. Wanna be rich, wanna be famous. Another blind sit and blame me, lame it. I don't blame it, all these bitches need a good flaming.
Fire, 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 fire.
And if you wanna catch that fade, come and see me, bruh. Got a house full of guns, so I'm loaded in the trunk. Take a match, this gasoline. You ain't seen nothing, bruh. Light your ass up like the first Christmas cut. Fake this and fake that, I'm drink from this golden flask. Pink drink in the past, RP could never last. Drink till my eyes roll back, drink till my stomach mad. All my bad bitches got that bad bitch swag. All my bad bitches on that good bitch gag. You're at home watching porn, being sad. You're at home saying, fuck this lag.
People hate fake niggas, then why the only people like fake niggas? Just cause I don't have millions, doesn't keep me from making billions. But I'll be hooking up with mermaids and fucking on that burn page. Should've asked her about your age before I started drinking on lemonade. Lemonade, iced tea, my flow's really icy. My lines put together nicely, spit bars just like lightning. Forget all the shit I said to you, cause you can't chill with me and my crew. Shit is something you're born with and you just are worthless.
Fire.
Thoughts are getting hairy, all these bitches staring. No potter, I got her, I fucked her, she got her. I'm on fire, I'm not burnt. Flick button, ashtray, we getting turned. Like how stern, stand stern, looking for a little booty urine. This is the kind of shit that we're dealing with. Scumbags peel apart as they listen. Burn bridges that we were building. Fuck Bob the Builder and all his kids. This is explicit, so listen, at the top I'm enlisting. No gloss, I'm glistening. Hulk smash, I'm ripping. Tightrope, I'm tipping. Me and my team sipping. If you wanna catch that fade, come and see me, bruh. Got a house full of guns, so I'm loaded in the trunk. Bad bitch is what I love. Catch me on stage, no gloves. No gloves.
Fire.
All right, so those are your little music hits. Haven't had music on the podcast in a while, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Tweet at them and let Lifey know what you think of their stuff. It's raining. It's actually been raining for like the past few days. I really like this weather, you know, it's been cloudy every day, it's been, like, sprinkling on and off. There was a pretty good storm yesterday when me and my dad were at the movies, completely missed it. I guess it started, 20 minutes or so before the movie ended. By the time we got out to the parking lot, it was done, which kind of bummed me out, but hey, you know what, that's just how it works sometimes. So that's this episode. It's a short one, but it's just a little special nugget. I hope you liked it, and tune in next week for an episode with my dad. Thanks for listening, guys. Now leaving PopularOutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.